Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Always great to have your calls and your texts coming through. Always good to talk to the young guns of the competition. And there's been a lot of talk about Harley Reid. He is the rising star for the round. He's had a great couple of weeks. And thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Harley's been good enough to join us before training. Welcome to you, Harley. Great to have you on.
No, thank you. Thanks very much for having me this morning.
You're in good form. You've started really well. How do you assess your form coming in? I saw you up in the Adelaide Hills and you dominated there, and last week you were superb again. You must be happy.
Yeah, obviously, no, I'm pretty happy to snag the win on the weekend. Obviously, a great day for the club. Waffle having the win too, as long and alongside as us, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, no, I'm so happy to finally be on that winner's board this year, and I feel last couple of weeks we've been able to express the way we wanted to play and collaborate as a group and across all three lines. So I think hopefully we can keep that winning list going.
So I ask you about you, and you default to talking about how great the club is going and how good a weekend the club had, which is great to hear in many respects. The jumper grab when you kick your first goal, has been a bit of talk about it. It looked like you were telling the world, I love the club, but did you just do that just instinctively? Or was that something you thought about doing pre-kicking your first goal?
No, not really. Like, honestly, to me, it was more the grab the jumper to show that we're here to play, and as a whole, we're not waiting to rebuild. It's now we're wanting to make an impact on the league right now and try build this group from the get go, and we're not waiting. I think that was the moment in time for me to show that we're doing it for the fans, and we're here to do it now.
And speaking of the now, what is possible this year then for the West Coast, Harley, in your eyes?
Yeah, obviously in my eyes, I feel we've been able to string some good games together, and obviously we've played a high quality team throughout the start of our season. So I feel that there's a lot more wins out there for us to put the right step forward and grab. And I feel that we could obviously get some more wins on the board, and hopefully we can keep collaborating as a whole and improving each week and taking that next step forward as weeks go by.
Do you think it could be quicker than a lot of people are expecting? I'm not expecting you to say we'll make the eight this year, but do you think you can string some wins together and maybe push into the top 10, 11 teams in the comp by the end of the year?
Oh, I honestly don't see why we can't. Obviously, top eight's a bit of a stretch, but I feel we can win a couple games and get back on the right path to have a crack in next year. And I think this year's something we're all going to learn from. And you look at our list, honestly, like from young to old, there's a big gap in that in between mark. But I feel from experience, we've got some great players still running around and doing their bit. And yeah, I think you look at the likes of Yo, Gov, TK, TB, like you're always playing some best footy that he has in a while. So it's pretty exciting. And for us young pups to go in there and learn off them is pretty exciting. I feel if we keep putting that right foot forward, I think we can it's going to be a bit exciting.
It is, but you're probably understating how much you've had an impact on this club, Harley. You really have had a positive impact, I think, on all the older players who would see you and say, okay, we've got this kid. I don't want to let this kid down. Do you feel that a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, honestly, like I love going out there and looking around, and I'm playing alongside TK, Yoey, like Baz in the ruck. I think, it was just, on the weekend, it was just great to win. Like, the reward for effort, and we acknowledge Richmond were a bit undermanned, but I still feel like there's plenty of work to do. But I'm seeing a lot of positive signs out there with our identity, and I feel over the last couple of weeks I've been able to play a bit more with confidence and express myself a lot more, because I feel that those older boys are backing me in to play to my strengths, and I think they know that what I can do, and I feel that they've given me that license to go out there and play how I play. So yeah,
because I do feel like you're infectious to them, and you sound like you've been mentored well by them as well, as if they've rubbed off on you really quickly. It's a snowballing thing that might be snowballing quicker than people think.
Yeah, 100%. I feel that too. I don't really know how it looks from the outside, but it's pretty cool to hear you say that. So it's pretty exciting.
Is who and what you are, who and what you are anyway? It's a strange question, but let me sort of phrase it like this. Would you be this Harley Reid at North Melbourne right now, or has your short time at the West Coast Eagles shaped you, developed you, the mentoring in this environment made you a different Harley Reid maybe than you'd be at any other club?
Yeah, great question. Well, I think that's a hard one, to be honest. I feel they're both going through different scenarios, and I think you look at the playing group they got there compared to our playing groups, a lot different with the top end players and what they've experienced from north to here. So I think over here that I've been able to get amongst it and probably express myself a lot earlier than I may have could. But again, like saying that, I've been able to learn off so many past, the current players that have experienced so much and been a part of such big history at the club, obviously being lucky enough to win flags. And obviously Luke Shuey too, he's been huge for me with a little mentor, both on and off the field. Words don't describe how thankful I am for everything he's done for me to this day too. So it doesn't go unnoticed for me.
But you are a self-motivator anyway, aren't you? You probably would have been this good anywhere as well.
I like to think that, but honestly for me, I just go out there and try to put a smile on my face, but I could tell you I could get used to winning because it's a lot more funner and I enjoy my time a lot more out there too.
I know you got to go, but just talk about the smile on your face. You seem like you're enjoying life, Harley, which is a big part of it. You seem like, yeah, you're a great player on the field, but you seem like a great person off the field, and you must be to be able to handle this pressure.
Yeah, honestly, like for me, I'm pretty laid back. I just go out there and do my thing, and I think what motivates me is me going out there and, like, on the weekend, for example, like the home crowd, like they're just awesome and just unbelievable support we have over here. And for me, I just think going out there, matching up next to some games greats is pretty cool and motivates me to take that next step. And I look around and playing, I'm starting on ball with Yoey and TK. And for me, it's like something that just like goes like, damn, like this is a pretty cool moment. I've been lucky enough to every game I've played this year, that's been the starting of the game. So I think for me, it motivates me to keep going and trying to just bring that brilliance in me to just get this team over the line. And I think last 2 weeks you've found it's been so more enjoyable than the first couple of weeks. Obviously that Doggies game, I think we found that was just kind of not on as a whole and something didn't click. And then even that Richmond game, the start of the first half of that first quarter, I think we realised that this isn't us and like, what are we doing? And for us to turn around and show that we have that responsibility that we can was pretty exciting.
And you seem like you're enjoying it. I mean, you go to the petrol station, you go to the supermarket, people talk to you all the time. It seems like you're okay. We don't have to worry about you too much. You seem like you're loving it. You're handling that stuff okay?
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, like, it was pretty good. Like, at the start, you get out in the environment. The people in the environment are actually pretty good. They were always coming up and asking me how the move has been, how I settled in. So I feel like they've been a pretty cool support network for me. And, yeah, obviously, I don't read too much into it. And obviously it's a privilege to be in this position and I'm just focused on being a good teammate and club person.
But you're not overwhelmed by it off field at the moment as well, even though we do need to probably protect you a little bit?
Yeah, hopefully I can just keep getting kicks and I'll be all right.
Well, life must be pretty good because you've got a few sponsors jumping on and Temper's been a big one as well. They're a big sponsor of my show, this show. Jason's been great for us You're a Temper person as well.
Yeah, no, I am. Me and Cuzzy, that was a pretty cool day. Actually, that was an exciting day. And yeah, their beds are just second to none.
You had one for a while. How long have you been sleeping on it?
Only a month now. But I've found a huge difference from a standard mattress to the Temper mattress. So pretty lucky to be on board with Temper. And I've found a huge difference from tracking my sleep from a standard mattress to the new mattress.
Good luck in the future, Harley. You've got a great head on your shoulders the way you're handling it all. So congratulations on that. Well done on the form as well. It's been amazing to see your growth. So congratulations for that. There's a number of players. I'm one. I left one state to go and play football in another state and never went home. But there's hundreds of examples. Matt Pavlich comes to mind. It just seems like you're happy in WA. There's a chance you'll stay there forever. Is that fair to say?
Oh, obviously, yeah, I haven't really thought too much ahead or anything too far about that. But, yeah, at this moment in time, obviously, I'm just enjoying my time and trying to put my best foot forward to help the club get back to where it is. So, yeah.
Good luck with the Harley. Great to have a chat to you, and we'll watch you this week.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
Harley Reid joining us for a chat. Thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. This show, obviously, the Temper Text, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper. Mattresses and pillows like no other. Harley Reid sleeping on one, so he's just told you how good it is. You can check him out at your local 40 Winks as well. Your new Temper Pro, Temper's most adaptive mattress ever, is here. Check it out at your local 40 Winks. And as I mentioned, RJ Sanderson and Associates are accountants and taxation specialists. Take the stress out of tax. Back with more on Dwayne's World.